Dr. George Manin, superintendent, leads off the latest issue of School News Roll Call for Torrance Unified School District as follows. Success stories. We have had a productive first semester, and as I visit our campuses, I constantly see our students engaged in learning, collaborating, and socializing. Each and every year, we strive to expand the opportunities provided to our students. We continue to grow our current programs and services in order to better serve our students and their families. At every grade level, students are being challenged to think creatively and are engaged in hands-on, inquiry-based learning projects. The biology honors students at North High School created an experiment to test how the body responds to stimuli and the impact that has on our vital signs. Students learned how to use a stethoscope and how to take blood pressure readings. These real-life skills are valuable lessons, and they will continue to build upon throughout the year. In our elementary science lab, students as young as kindergarten are asking questions about the world around them and how to improve their environments. Students at Carr Elementary were tasked with building a housing structure that could withstand natural elements, such as tornadoes and hurricanes. They were given a variety of materials to build their structures and utilized different mediums to express their design elements. I'm pretty sure we have a few budding architects and structural engineers in that group. Another goal of the district is to provide parents with resources to help them better support their children's learning. Every year we host a district English learner Multicultural Advisory Committee Conference for the parents of our English language learners, and a gifted and talented education conference for those students. Every year, we see more and more parents attend these workshops and take advantage of the information provided by TUSD educators and experts from various educational fields. This year, our Family Welcome Enrollment Center continued to expand their services, hosting kindergarten workshops, which were attended by over 400 parents, providing current information on kindergarten enrollment requirements. The center also hosted the Wellness Resource Fair for the second year, which was well attended despite some October drizzles. We have many more exciting things planned for the rest of the school year, and I look forward to sharing many more student successes with our parents and community. Thus ends Dr. Manin's article. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read this issue in its entirety to learn of happenings in your school district and on your school campus.